Hello, my name is Carlos. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind and share your opinion and be brief? Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
I'm very old and I'm registered to vote.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably 50-50, or you will not vote?
Definitely.
Definitely. Thank you, ma'am. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me your age?
83.
Thank you, ma'am, and it's a pleasure talking to you. Ma'am, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, white Caucasian, black African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American?
White.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not so strong?
Very strong.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, and generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? How do you feel?
That's a hard one.
Yes, it's a little bit complicated than what they made it sound, ma'am.
Right now, where we're headed, I mean, we just had the president drop out of the race. This is a hard one.
This morning, right?
Yeah. I guess satisfied as long as there's a Democrat in the White House.
Understood, ma'am.
That's
now,
all
I'm going
I can
to
say.
Understood. And real quick, I'm going to read you the list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want their member of Congress most focused on. For each one, can you please rate on the scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on? You said 10 is the most important. A 5 is somewhat important, and 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Here's the first one. The issue of funding for drugs and substance abuse programs. How important are the issues that for you from 0 to 10?
10.
And lowering taxes?
That is of no interest to me.
Okay, no number?
0.
Oh, 0, okay. And creating more affordable housing from 0 to 10.
That's a 10.
Okay. And tackling climate change?
A 5.
Okay. And securing the southern border? What number?
5.
And reducing, understood, reducing crime?
Oh, that's a 10.
Okay. And protecting abortion rights?
Oh, that's a 10.
And created more jobs and raising wages? Yes, ma'am.
I guess that would be a 7.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate your patience on the line. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means you don't feel particular warm or cold, okay? Any number, from 0 to 100. And if you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so. Republicans and Congress, how do you feel about them from 0 to 100?
Need you ask. That would be a 0.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm required to read verbatim. You know, I know you're
no, I know.
Democrat.
I know.
And how about... How about J.D. Vance? What number?
Oh, boy. Yeah, he's a 0.
Okay. And Janelle Bynum? Recognize the name?
Oh, yes. She would be a 75.
Okay, thank you. And Kamala Harris? What number?
Oh, Kamala's going to be the next president, hopefully. That would be
yes.
100.
Okay. And Lori Chavez Derrimere.
Yeah, yeah,
what
yeah.
number?
She's a 50.
Okay. And Joe Biden?
Well, how am I supposed to rate him? He's not going to, you know, he's a dead duck or whatever they call that.
Right. But right now, how do you feel about
him? Oh, 75.
Okay, thank you. And Ron, Wader? Or Wayden?
Ron Wyden.
Wayden, okay. Right. Ron Wayden. Okay,
I'll give you an English lesson. I'm going to ask you a very personal question. Where are you from?
Yes, ma'am. I'm Hispanic, ma'am. I'm from El Salvador.
Oh, you're Hispanic. Okay.
Yes. Okay. So is John, how do you pronounce that? Wayden?
Ron Wyden.
Ron Wyden. Okay, thank you, ma'am.
That's who you're talking about, right? It's R-O-N,
right.
Ron.
Exactly.
Ron Wyden.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
There's your English lesson for today.
Huh? Thank you. I appreciate that, ma'am.
I'm 100% behind Ron Wyden.
Okay, so 100. So MAGA Republicans, what number?
Do you have a minus? Zero would be a zero.
Okay. There's no minus zero.
I know, but you get the
trip. And Donald Trump? Same question, same number.
Please, another one.
Okay.
But that's a big fat zero.
And Democrats in Congress in general?
Well, 75. They 75. Could be better.
Thank you, ma'am. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for a Green Party candidate, Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, Democrat Kamala Harris, or Republican Donald Trump?
Kamala. So you know, it's pronounced Kamala.
Kamala
like
Harris.
Comma. Like a comma you put in your sentence.
Understood. So, thank you, ma'am.
That's
another
two.
One. I know
it's
still.
Don't take any of this personal, okay?
Oh, no, believe me. I like it when people take their time and trying to correct me. It gets me better, you know. Seriously.
Yeah,
that's how it got better.
English pronunciation. I follow a guy from New York City, from Bangladesh.
I don't
know what he's saying most of the time. He
fractures
the English language. But anyway. No offense.
None taken, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Derrimere or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Janelle Bynum is definitely it.
Thank you. Even though you're not supporting Lori Chavez now, but what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Chavez Derrimere, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
No chance at all.
Okay, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Approve or disapprove?
Oh, my God, that guy's over and above. I approve.
Thank you. Strongly approve.
I'm his age, so yeah.
Understood.
He's doing really well.
But you know, you don't sound at all, and I'm not saying this just because you're helping, but you don't sound, I would have never guessed if you would have never told me that you're 83.
I'm not working like Joe is.
Yeah, and you're right.
He's working
really
hard at 81, so.
That's a tough schedule too, you know, traveling to Europe and all that, right?
It's unbelievable, yes.
Okay, so you strongly approve the job that he's doing or somewhat approve?
I'm going to say strongly approve. It's a hard job when you don't have control of the Congress. Nobody wants to cooperate with you, especially those MAGA guys. They don't want to know nothing. So, you can't get anything done.
Understood.
Yeah.
So, do you approve or disapprove the way that Lori Chavez Derrimere is handling her job as your member of Congress? Approve strongly, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove the way she's doing?
Somewhat approve, I guess.
Thank you. And I wanted to reach you real quick a little bit more information about the two candidates running for Congress, Lori Chavez Derrimere and Janelle Bynum. As a mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez Derrimere led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business-friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to child care. Lori was tired of the same old device politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Now, second running, serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community and Salem. She has been a workhorse, not a show horse, with a proven track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and make our community safer. She's not afraid to go against her party to find practical solutions to our problems and get things done. And in Congress, she will stand up to extremists and on both parties to deliver for Oregon families. Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their mind, and it's okay if you didn't. But let me ask you once again, ma'am. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Rimer or Democrat Janelle Bynum? Or you are undecided? Please say so.
Janelle Bynum.
Thank you, ma'am.
And I did change my mind, by the way, but it was before you called.
Understood. And what specifically is stuck up the most to you about Janelle Bynum?
Abortion
One thing.
Rights. Abortion
the,
rights.
The fact that she fights for abortion rights?
Yes. Right.
Thank you, ma'am. And I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of our candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Janelle Bynum. Can you please rate each statement on the scale from 0 to 10, with 10 means that statement is very convincing, reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. A 5 means it is somewhat convincing, and 0 means it's not at all convincing, reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. Now, you may use any number between 0 to 10. Okay? Now, Janelle Bynum says we need public schools we can be proud of, and as the daughter of teachers and mother of four, she has been a champion for our students and our schools. She fought for the Student Success Act, which will invest over $2 billion every 2 years into early learning and K-12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for children's education and opportunity. Now, how convincing is that statement for you to support her for 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. And Janelle Bynum believes that hard work should pay off, but people cannot afford rent right now, and the cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs are raising prices but not passing their profits on to workers. So in Washington, she will go after price gouging to help bring down the cost and make the rich pay the fair share. She will prioritize legislation to lower health care prices and expand affordable child care to help keep more money in working people's pockets so we can get ahead. How convincing for 0 to 10?
Okay. The way I look at that is pie in the sky. It all sounds good, but you're not going to get it done. So I guess it's a 2.
Thank you, ma'am. Very realistic, right? But, you know, these are things you're going to hear during the campaign, okay, ma'am?
Trust me. Like I said, I'm 83. I've heard a lot of election garbage. Okay? They promise you the moon, and they pull the rug out. I remember H.W. Bush, I will not raise taxes. Yeah, well, he did. So,
and
you know.
That was his
promise. That's
the way
it goes in America. Welcome to America.
Thank you, ma'am. But let's move forward. For too long, people have been focused on the fight, but Janelle Bynum is focused on solutions. She knows anything is possible when you remember what you're working for and who you are representing. As a mom, as a small business owner, and as a leader, she's not willing to accept that something cannot be done to fix where we are today. And she won't stop working to deliver the chance the community, our communities need. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that?
Like I said, pie in the sky, but I will go with a 7.
Okay. Now, Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump might be elected to a second term anyway. We need a strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check on his dangerous agenda. And Janelle Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help fight the House of Representatives to Democrats, so they can act as a check on MAGA extremists. Now, the stakes in this election are too high to risk Republican minorities supporting a Trump administration. from 0 to 10, how convincing is that?
10.
Any number. Thank you, ma'am. Yeah, we're almost done. I appreciate your patience. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you once again, if the election for Congress were held today, will you vote for the Republican Luis Chavez Derimir or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Janelle.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you real quick some doubts or concerns people had raised about Luis Chavez Derimir. Can you please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez Derimir for Congress? I know you're not supporting her, but for the sake of a research, a great deal, quite a bit, just some what, or not at all. First one, Lori Chavez Derimir says one thing in Oregon, and that's another one in D.C. She claimed she was a moderate in her last campaign, but later she said, quote, you cannot compromise, end of the quote. Since then, she has abandoned Oregon values in favor of the MAGA agenda, changing her mind on nearly every major issue she campaigned on. Lori is just another typical politician playing bipartisan games. Now, how much of a doubt that would raise if you were supporting her? Not at all, just some, quite a bit, or a great deal?
A great deal.
Thank you. And Lori Chavez Derimir talks about fighting drug use and illegal immigration, but in reality, she makes those problems worse. Chavez Derimir has invested and profited from a ketamine treatment clinic and cannabis business. Then as a mayor of Happy Valley, she voted to loosen drug laws. As a member of Congress, she refused to vote on legislation to secure our southern border, letting fentanyl flow into our communities. How much of a doubt, a serious doubt, will a doubt raise if you were supporting her? Not at all, just some, quite a bit, or a great deal?
A great deal.
Now, I'm going to ask you once again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Derimir or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Janelle Bynum.
Thank you, ma'am. And to finish this up, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only. Now, what's the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school, some college, college graduate, postgraduate?
High school.
Thank you. And are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
All of the above. No. I hate those questions. You have no idea how irritated those questions are. I'm single.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, and I appreciate your patience. I love your spirit, though. It's a good sense of humor. Now, do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association? Yes or no?
Not at the present time, no.
Okay. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Do you recall?
Oh, do I recall Joe Biden.
Okay. Thank you very much, friend. This concludes our survey. It's been a pleasure.
Well,
enjoy the rest of the evening.
It's too bad. I was enjoying our conversation.
Yeah, me too, you know. Well, I'm working, man. We'll talk sometime, okay? Thank you, man. Appreciate
you
your patience.
You have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for the lessons. Appreciate
okay,
it.
Okay. Thank you for not taking it personal.
No. So it's Kamala? It's Kamala Harris?
Comma, like a comma in your sentence. Kamala
okay.
Harris.
Comma?
And Kamala, not Cam, Com.
Okay. It's Com. Com. Kamala. Kamala
and
Harris.
Ron Wyden.
Ron Wyden. Okay.
Ron.
Thank you, ma'am.
Not Ron. Ron.
Ron. Ron. Ron. Ron. Ron. Okay.
I
thank
know
you,
ma'am. It's hard. It'll help you, though, in the survey.
Oh, it's very much.
People will understand who you're talking about, okay?
Makes sense.
So
thank you, man.
Sweet. You have a great evening.
Likewise, man. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.